The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. You're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. Minnesota of the week. We're still here, everybody.
Minnesota of the week.
Yep, this is the Minnesota of the week. The best one.
Ah.
Save the best for
last. You're
giving
an award for something that didn't even
happen
yet?
Exactly.
You're basing this on the 3 seconds we spoke?
Yeah, this is so the best one. I've enjoyed it the most so far.
You're an arrogant bastard.
Or
confident. I don't know which.
Both. Same thing, pretty much.
There's a difference.
Explain what the difference is,
though. You can be confident without being arrogant.
Can you?
Yeah, I think so.
Nope. Wrong.
Can you be arrogant without being confident?
No. Same thing.
Confident?
Same thing. I just fucking told you.
I think it can go one way, but not the other. That's right. What I think.
Yeah, you think wrong.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I was driving on the road, and the strip club by me, you know the one, right next to it, you can buy Christmas trees. Like, right next to it.
All right. What's your point?
That doesn't seem like you could bring your kids to get a Christmas tree, and they're like, what's that?
There's not going
to
be a naked lady in the fucking window. Who cares?
But do you want to explain to your kids?
What's that? It's a business. It's a restaurant. What do you got to say?
You're a lie.
It's not a business. You can't eat there. There's
it's
no
still
lie.
Lying.
No, it isn't.
Who is that lady in the bikini smoking out in the back?
She works there. Who is she? That's Sally. She's been working there for about 3 years. She
that's
moved up from...
That's Dakota, but that's not a real name. That's her stage name. Because she doesn't want any creepy guys knowing her real name.
That's Daddy's special friend.
I imagine like, hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey. Hey, Diamond.
you coming over tonight?
Oh, yeah. Later on, I'll see you.
I've tried to get to bed.
Oh, there's a man... sitting down getting a blowjob. So, yeah, that's what you have to explain exactly what's going on in the building. It's a fucking building. It's a business.
Mark Davila was caught in a strip club while he left his kid in his car.
Dude, you know that happens
all
the time.
His kid was in a car in 30-degree weather while he was in the
house. I left it running! Perfectly warm!
That's bad for your car.
Well, it's good for my kid. He likes being warm. And I need to go there, okay? I need it. Don't give me any shit.
Do
it's
you?
Fine.
You haven't been to a strip club in years.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I don't have the money for that
shit. When was the last time you were at one? Was it with me or with somebody else?
It was you.
No, I thought you went in to look at that midget with your buddy and then...
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't consider that going to a strip club.
Did you go to a strip club? Were you inside a strip club?
Pretty much just the doorway. Not, you know, they have the door to get in and then another inner door to actually get in.
Oh,
to
yeah,
the
you got it. The double doors. A porn.
I did not get through the second set of doors. We went into the first set. So, you know, I don't know.
And how did you know she was? Did you ask? Like, is she still here?
Yeah, we asked.
This is like weeks later?
It's a week later.
One night only, Bridget the Midget. All right.
Next month, show up. Hey, she's still here? You got her locked up in the trunk or something? No?
You show up at someone's house on March 3rd, like, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You invited me to Christmas dinner, right? Yeah, but it's March 3rd.
You still having Christmas dinner now? Or?
Well, next year.
What? Christmas in July.
Why wouldn't you have... I don't understand Christmas in July.
I don't know why...
June is 6 months from Christmas. If you want to go, like, all right, it's exactly 6 months.
I don't know, you know, what the premise is behind that.
I guess it sounds better than Christmas in June.
Why?
Well, I don't
it
know,
actually doesn't. July, June, what difference?
I think it does. Christmas in July. Christmas in June.
No, do you understand how you're just saying June? Like,
because July is like an upper. It's like it's up. July.
Or you could say Christmas in June. You can make anything up.
I suppose.
Christmas in August, everyone. Yay!
Why does it have Christmas every month?
Yeah, why don't we?
Every 25th.
I'm sure businesses would love it. Everyone gets a present.
every 20th
They already
of the month.
Milked the fucking gift thing. You've heard me complain about this before.
Oh, I know.
I mean, the only time you get away with not buying gifts is during the summer.
There's still shit going on. What if you have a birthday summer birthday?
You know, I mean, 2 months already. We got Valentine's Day. Oh, gotta buy shit for that. We're gonna make
your Easter presents.
And then, you know, then besides that, you gotta stick in anniversaries and all the whatever Sweetest Day, which I ignore, and whatever other shit they
put
in.
You're not a fucking kid. You know, Flower Day, Sweetest Day. Blow me day.
Listen, I don't buy people flowers because I never got a rose in high school.
Take it out on everyone else now.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Plus they die. A plant.
Girls? Yeah.
A plant? Do. Okay, that's cool because it lives for a while. Flower dies like 3 days later.
Well, fucking plant it. Now it's a plant.
It's got a spring roots.
You can do something.
You know what's weird? I've always been embarrassed to buy flowers. I have no idea why. I remember once... I had a crush on the girl I worked with at McDonald's. You know her. And...
It's my mom.
Yeah. And her birthday was coming up. I go, oh, I'm going to buy her flowers. I didn't have a car, so I walked...
Or flyers.
So I walked down to the Wegman supermarket.
I'm laughing at what a loser you were.
You did way worse shit than I did. I bought a girl flowers on her birthday. You were fucking buying gifts for a girl who clearly was not interested in you in any way.
That's such a loser move.
How do you...
You fucking geek. Did you wear a bow tie, too? Here are your flowers. Happy birthday. I love you. You fucking geek.
All the shitty stories that you've told over the years about what you've done with girls. And now I'm a geek because I bought a girl flowers. One of the most romantic things you can do.
I've said it fucking before. If a girl's not interested in you and you do shit like that, it's fucking creepy. And if she's interested in you, it's sweet.
So anyways, I go up to the store... I've never bought flowers in my life at the time. I was like,
I was so scared.
I guess I was like 18 at the time. I buy the flowers, and then I didn't want anyone to see me walking around with flowers, so I stuck them in my backpack and got them all smashed and then zipped it shut. It also had like my change of clothes because I'm going to work at McDonald's. Walked to the McDonald's. She was in the drive-thru. She was running drive-thru. I'm like, here you go. Here's your flowers for your birthday.
And she's like, oh, thanks. That's sweet. All right.
I think she kissed me on the cheek, which is like one of the most fucking... You know,
it's my little brother here.
Patronizing things you can do.
Well, what do you want? You know, she fucking toss a salad.
That she and another girl both did it at the same time once, where they kissed me in the cheek. It's like, yeah, you're a loser. We'll kiss you in the cheek because this is gonna be, you're gonna love this.
Yeah, give you a little something, huh?
It's bullshit.
I know. As I said, what the fuck do you expect them to do? They don't like you. You're wasting your hard-earned McDonald's money on flowers.
I know. Well, back then, I had a nice savings going on. So.
Well, yeah, you know, you're a kid. You don't have bills or responsibilities.
Yeah, but I've always been embarrassed. Until this day, I don't like buying flowers. It's embarrassing to
refuse,
me.
Refuse to.
I like people thinking I'm cool, and I don't give a fuck. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm, even though no one's even paying attention to me, but in my head, everyone's like, although I see people looking at me all the time, and I can't figure out if it's because I'm really...
Stop staring at me.
I don't know if it's because I'm really ugly, really tall, or really handsome.
You're not... I mean... You're a tall guy, but you're not freakishly tall. Oh my god, look how tall that... Do you see how big that guy was? Holy shit!
It's a monster!
Yeah, they're not staring at you because you're tall.
Mommy, look at the giant.
Hello, everyone.
I guess, but why are they? I guess I'm really handsome.
People look at everyone. Doesn't matter
no,
what you
they're
going
to
like.
Be weird looks.
Huh?
And nice. I especially have noticed that girls' boyfriends, they get really uptight when I'm around.
Look at this fucking guy. You believe this shit?
No, they're like, oh, fuck you. He's going to steal her. I know it.
You hear the mumble? Do they all mumble?
Oh, shit. Here he comes.
Oh, no.
All right. It's been fun. I love you. Thanks. Thanks for the good times.
I hate to see this end, but I can't compete with that. Here, just go. Go. Go, baby.
Imagine if you're dating a girl and you do that. Like, every day.
Know.
Oh, I'm so... All right. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, that guy's way better looking than me.
All
right. He'll treat you right. I know he will. He looks like a good man.
The UPS guy?
He has kind eyes.
UPS guy. Stupid-ass job. I deliver packages for a living.
That's honest work. What's your fucking problem?
I don't know. You can goof on anything.
Well, you... Not much of a goof.
Look at this guy. He drives a truck around and drops shit off that people buy. And then he makes them sign for it. Or he leaves it.
Then why should you sign anything ever?
You know what's
if
funny?
If you're not there to sign it, he'll just fucking leave it on your doorstep.
Yeah, they do.
So sign
and
what?
And then they put a note in your door. Like, this was delivered. Like, where is it? Someone must have stole it. We delivered it. Yeah.
Then don't fucking... As I said, why bother signing it ever? Like, if I'm not home, you're just going to leave it here. So, what's the point of me signing
it? And the ones if I get home from work, I see a package at the door. I'm like, ooh, what's this? It's like Larry Smith.
Oh, your neighbor?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Well, sorry, Larry. I guess you didn't get your package. Take it in. Dude fucked up.
And I was going to like, I was like, oh, I'm going to be like a fucking good Samaritan. I'm going to go to the door. Like, here's your package. And I chickened out. And I stuck it in their mailbox.
Fucking pussy.
I know. Because I was like, oh, they'll be so thankful when I come to the door.
Oh my God, thank you. Why don't you keep the package?
Oh my God, that's my husband's a diabetic and that's his insulin. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? What if it was like, oh my God, I ordered these gold bricks off of eBay. I totally even forgot. Thanks for bringing them by. I would have never even remembered I had bought this shit. Thanks, buddy.
That's the thing. I could have easily... And by the way, what a shitty fucking UPS guy.
Yeah. Like, you can't read the address?
I know. Clearly, there's numbers on my house. And I think...
Pretty clear. Yeah.
Is it illegal for me to, like, open that up? He's often at my doorstep.
What if you don't read so well?
I don't read at all. Like, hey, look, a package.
Yeah, someone left a package on my doorstep. Must be for me. I mean, you know what? That is a very legitimate claim. There's a package on my doorstep. I opened it.
And my name might be Larry Smith. You never
know. I didn't fucking read it. I just saw a package. I opened it. There you go.
True.
Plain as day. All right. Give me something to open. I'll fucking open it. I'll read it later.
Those are wise words to live by, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Give me something. If you give Mark something to open, he's going to open it.
Exactly.
If it's possible, he's going to open it.
Even if it's impossible. I do the impossible.
That's right.
And so should you. Go to HotShotWizKids.com because it's fucking impossible for you to go.
Spread the word about
also
the podcast.
Also impossible.
You know what you can do? I've said it before. Buy people t-shirts.
Listen, this is one of the best podcasts in the world. And you know this. I'm not just boasting here. You listen. You know. Let everyone else know too.
If you are or know any hot chicks... Get a shirt, or just write the podcast website on your chest.
Oh, yeah.
Because dudes are going to look.
It's true. They will. They will.
And they're going to, and their brain is going to, like, tell them, like, they're going to associate hot chicks
you know what's
and
easier?
Sex with
you,
our podcast.
Listen, you know what's a lot easier? Just get some hot chicks to start, you know, having sex with dudes. And as payment, the guys have to listen to the show.
They have to subscribe.
Yeah.
And leave an iTunes comment.
Yeah.
By the way, review. If you listen on iTunes, and even if you don't, please log in.
Yeah,
set up
an iTunes account and rape us.
No, rate us.
Oh, okay. So, yeah,
five stars, and then make it say something that's realistic. Like,
don't say, you know, what I said. We're the best podcast in the world.
Yeah.
You know, say something good though. Nice. Mike's handsome, and not
so handsome that people
not freakishly tall
stare at him and are afraid that they're gonna steal their wives and daughters and stuff.
You're a kidnapper.
Right. Mm-hmm. So go to HotShotWizKids.com and do all that stuff.
Do that.
For us.
Yes. Don't forget about Shut Up and Watch the Movie. It's
tomorrow,
coming out tomorrow.
See you next week.
Yeah.